Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
At this time, we are going to continue with the state's case. Ms. Kappelman, you may call your next witness.
Thank you, Judge. The state calls Investigator Newman. Sir, please introduce yourself and spell your name.
My name is Jason Newlin, J-A-S-O-N-N-E-W-L-I-N.
How are you employed?
I'm an investigator with the state attorney's office here in Tallahassee.
What are your duties at the state attorney's office?
Primarily assist the prosecutors with preparation for trial.
Okay, so that can include quite a long laundry list of tasks?
It can.
In this case, have you had an opportunity to review state's demonstrative A?
Yes.
State
it's going to be the entire divorce filing of Dan Markell and Wendy Adelson.
Okay, and what were you asked to do in reference to state's demonstrative A?
Review it, find items of value for this case, but also review documentation that can corroborate this information was shared.
All right, so were you asked to look for the foundation to support the fact that each of the filings in that document were known to or seen by Donna Adelson?
Yes, I was.
And what type of evidence did you find in regards to the divorce filings to indicate the defendant has seen these things?
Emails primarily. There was a couple daily planner documented daily planner agendas that we were able to use as well.
And when you say emails, where were those emails collected from?
A 2014 search warrant on multiple emails, but primarily Wendy Anderson's emails, and then a 2024 search warrant on Donna Harvey at Gmail.
Okay. And based on the research that you conducted for these divorce filings, did you find foundation to support the fact that she had seen or was aware of quite a few of those documents?
Yes, I did.
And based on that, did you create a new exhibit, State's Exhibit 60?
Yes.
Right. And how is State's Exhibit 60 organized?
So each filing that we could validate would have been provided to Ms. Adelson is going to have a letter associated with it. And for example, A1, A2 would be a document validating the information passed along, whether that be an email or a planner.
All right, so each filing in state 60 now has a letter, and then behind it, the jury can find the foundation to support that filing.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to take demo a little maybe space. Do you have a copy of state 60 in front of you?
I do.
Let's go to first page. And Judge, may I make use of a PowerPoint?
You may.
Could you assist with creating a PowerPoint to assist the jurors in understanding your testimony here today?
I did.
How is the PowerPoint set up?
So on the left is going to be the divorce filing pages and excerpts from specific pages. And on the right will be the documentation saying the information was passed along to the defendant.
Okay, so if we click, will we see this divorce filing? What was the first divorce filing?
The first divorce filing was a petition for dissolution of marriage.
Who filed that?
Wendy Adelson.
When was that filed?
It was filed September 10th, 2012.
All right. Any evidence that Mrs. Donna Adelson was aware of this filing?
Yes, there was a preceding email and an email following. So an email sent on September 9th, 2012, indicating Ms. Adelson would be filing for a divorce, and an email on September 19th indicating Ms. Adelson had filed for divorce.
Excuse me, Judge, can you ask for a discussion?
You didn't miss that. The microphone left a little.
All right, so she knew her daughter was getting divorced.
She did.
All right, let's go, if you would please, to tab B of Exhibit 60. What is the filing in tab B?
A joint stipulation for substitution of counsel.
Okay. And what is a substitution of counsel?
It's generally when an attorney that's assigned to a case is getting off of the case, and an attorney will be assigned.
All right, and Wendy was switching lawyers?
Yes.
Who was she switching from, and who was she switching to?
She was switching from Shannon Novy, switching to Kristen Adamson.
And was Donna aware that Novy had represented Wendy prior to this substitution?
Yes, she was.
All right, and for that, I would direct you to 60B.2. Did she send an email 7 days before this lawyer change?
Yes.
All right, well, that's the defendant sent an email indicating that Wendy's lawyer was Shannon Novy, is that right?
Correct. Currently, her attorney is Shannon Novy of the Novy Law Firm.
Okay, and then was there a second email directing you to 60.B3 sent on July 10th of 2013?
Yes.
Okay, that's after the changeover of lawyers, right?
That is correct.
And what does she say in that email?
This is going to be the July 10th, B3. Gary Cohen told Wendy tonight that he thinks the offer should be made her attorney Kristen at mediation on the 18th of this month.
Okay, and what about in the paragraph above that? Does she talk about why Wendy left the Novy Law Firm?
She does.
Okay, so acknowledging that the new lawyer is Kristen.
Yes.
Do you know who Kristen is?
Kristen Adamson.
Okay. And 60B.4... did she actually draft an email, and by she, I mean the defendant, draft an email including a portion in Wendy's voice for her to send to Kristen Adamson?
Yes.
And that email is dated what?
October 18th, 2012.
And what is the email entitled?
Review of post relocation info for your attorney.
All right, and in that pleading, she says, I have been upset about this move since it happened in 2005, referring to having to live in Tallahassee, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the I in that sentence is Wendy, right?
Correct.
Okay, next. There are, however, 16 Christian, Catholic, and Baptist schools in Tallahassee with over 3,600 students attending them. If I remain in Tallahassee, the children will not be attending a Hebrew day school, nor be brought up kosher or religious in any way. That's not a threat, just a reality. Is that contained in that email?
It is.
Right, next slide. All right, so the boys stay with me, the mom, during the week and spend every other weekend, Friday evening through school, Monday morning with their dad. Okay, so this is arguments for relocation that are being outlined by Donna for Wendy to send to her lawyer, correct?
Yes.
Next slide, please. All right, so let's move on to tab C. What is the pleading addressed in tab C?
Wife's answer to husband's counterpetition for dissolution of marriage.
Okay. And so now on what date?
It was filed on December 5th, 2012.
Okay. So we have Wendy filing another response, yes?
Yes.
And what is she asking for? Next slide, please. She's asking for... I'm sorry, bad question. Strike that. Was there any proof that the defendant saw this filing?
Yes.
The wife's answer. Okay.
Yes.
So we've got an email in here dated July 19th of 2013. It's marked as state 60.C2. What is that email?
The subject is please forward five items, and there are five attachments to this email. It was... On July 17th, Don Adelson replied to an email, and then Wendy replied back.
All right. So sometimes Wendy would just file a group of actual divorce filings and forward them to the mother.
Correct.
Okay, and in this case, she addresses the email, "Hi, guys." Does that indicate she's sending it to both Harvey and Donna?
Yes.
Okay. Next. So that's where... Donna is asking for the items, and then Wendy responds and sends them, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, let's go to tab D. What is tab D?
Amended petition for dissolution of marriage and request to be allowed to relocate with the minor children.
All right, what does this indicate, this petition? Does it indicate where she plans to go?
It does. This is Wendy Adelson attempting to move the children to another part of the state.
To Coral Springs, right?
That is correct.
To live with her parents?
Correct.
Okay. And states exhibit 60D.2. Can you tell us about that email?
This motion was forwarded to Donna Adelson with the terms, "Here it is, let's edit."
All right, so who sent it to Donna Adelson?
Wendy Adelson.
On what date did she send this to her mom?
December 10th, 2012.
Okay, so that's 3 months before the document ends up getting filed, right?
A month.
So before she files her motion for relocation, she being Wendy, Wendy sends it to the defendant for edits.
Yes.
And does the defendant reply with some edits?
Yes.
All right, and that's this email that starts, "Honey, on page 3, number 13, says that you and Danny have assets that are deemed non-marital assets, which are either titled in both or in each individual name, which will be kept separate. What non-marital assets are these? Does this refer to your 401k, his 401ks? If so, his 401ks. One for $75,000 and one for $25,000. If not, set aside in a prenup, are deemed marital assets." So this is, am I correct? This is Donna responding to each, she kind of goes paragraph by paragraph and offers edits and questions for Wendy.
That's correct.
All right, and how do we know this is Donna and not Harvey?
Signed, "Love You, Mom."
All right, and then are Donna's questions and feedback forwarded by Wendy to Wendy's attorney?
Yes, they are.
And does Wendy cut and paste mom's questions and then send them to the attorney as her own questions?
She does.
And then does she, upon getting a response from the lawyer, does Wendy send the lawyer's answer on to her mother?
She does.
Let's go to tab E, please. What is tab E?
Motion for leave to amend petition for dissolution of marriage to add a complaint for relocation.
We're going through everything we just talked about. Hold on. All right, so E, motion to amend petition for dissolution of marriage to add a complaint for relocation. All right, so this is Wendy seeking to add the relocation issue to her initial petition?
Correct.
Okay. And was there any discussion from the defendant regarding the arguments for relocation in the context of the divorce?
Yes, there was.
Okay. And is that 60.E2?
It is.
What's the date on that email?
It's going to be 5 days prior to the filing, so January 9th.
Okay. And that is for your meeting tomorrow with Kristen.
Correct.
And Kristen is Kristen Adamson, Wendy's lawyer.
Yes.
Okay, and how is this one signed? Well, let me back up for just a moment. Some of the contents include, obviously, at some point, whenever Kristen thinks it's good, it's a good idea since this is a major bargaining chip for you. What was the major bargaining chip?
Her employment.
That she had better employment opportunities in South Florida.
Yes.
All right. He needs to know that there is no way in hell you're going to stay at FSU and that he's the reason you're leaving. Is that what she said?
Yes.
And that's Donna's the author of that.
Correct.
Okay. Let's go to tab G, please. What is tab G?
The husband's answer to wife's amended petition for dissolution of marriage and request to be allowed to relocate with the minor children, and husband's objection to wife's request to relocate with minor children with prayer for relief.
So he didn't want her to move to South Florida with his kids?
He did not.
And what did he say was the sole reason that she really wanted to move to South Florida with the kids?
So she can be closer to her parents.
All right. And did he say that she was misusing access to the children as pawns?
Yes.
Meaning Wendy was doing that?
Correct.
Okay. And did he make some other allegations against Wendy in this particular filing? For example, the wife alleges that the husband wants to move from FSU, but that is false. So he's saying that Wendy is misstating his intentions in the pleading. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Does he also say something about, here's the pawns, we can skip that.
Right.
The wife has on various occasions failed to allow the children to Skype with the husband. So is part of his allegation here that the communication is lacking?
Yes.
And specifically that Wendy is failing to comport with the agreement that they've made about Skyping with the children.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the broken promises, communication withdrawal, and deceitful behavior indicate that the wife really cannot be trusted to consider the children's best interest. Did Dan Martell put this in his filing?
He did.
Because there are numerous false statements in the petition to relocate, and because the wife's behavior reveals deception, lack of integrity, and other instances of bad faith, this court should look at the wife as having unclean hands. Did he put that?
He did.
And this was sent to Donna Adelson?
Correct.
The wife, who unilaterally helped herself to $400,000 of assets she barely contributed to, and then it goes on, this court should award decision-making authority over education, medical, and religious matters solely to the husband. He didn't even want to consult Wendy on those matters?
He did not.
And he was asking the court to grant him sole decision-making over those three areas of his kids' lives, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so do we have the defendant's response here?
Yes, we have an email from Donna Adelson to Wendy Adelson.
And she replies the same day, indicating she read everything that Markell wrote, right?
She did.
And how do we know it's her and not Harvey reading these documents?
Signed, I love you. Signed, I love you, Mom.
And does she send any emails at this point indicating that she's working on Wendy's response to this filing that Markell that we just went through in detail.
Yes, she did.
Tell us about that.
On February 27th of 2013, she sent an email to a friend, Ronnie. Literally says, I'm sitting here at the kitchen table in Wendy's house working on her response to Danny's response to her relocation petition.
All right, let's skip to tab M, please. What is tab M?
Husband's memorandum of law in support of his answer to wife's amended petition for dissolution of marriage, an objection to request to be allowed to relocate with the minor children, and husband's motion to dismiss wife's petition to relocate.
All right, so we have a second filing, the gist of which is an objection of Dan Markell to these kids being relocated.
Correct. That's correct.
All right, let's turn to M2. Was this filing that Dan Markell did forwarded from Wendy to her mother?
Yes, it was.
And it was forwarded on what date?
May 2nd, 2013.
The same day it was filed by Dan Markell, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and the next day, does the defendant offer a response to the email?
She does.
And what is that response entitled?
Info regarding his memorandum of law email.
And how does she refer to his memorandum of law? It was 23 pages long,
23-page
right?
Rant. Yeah, obviously, his 23-page rant was insufficient, so he's trying to push the court to deny hearing your petition.
And what does she say about the efforts that Mr. Markell is putting into this divorce?
Gibbers has made his divorce a full-time job to attempt to get what he's always gotten, his way.
And what does she say is the most important part of Wendy's divorce?
The most important part of your divorce is relocation. I sincerely hope your attorney understands that this is your non-negotiable. Lots of things are negotiable. That's one thing that you cannot let her think, okay, well, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. She needs to hear from you how serious you are about this and how it will benefit the children and close-knit family support system, as well as your significantly better paying job with hours much more flexible than your current job.
Okay, and does she say anything to disparage Dan Markell in this email?
She says Danny thinks he's a very important person, and as always, he and his needs come first.
Does she call him a narcissist?
She does.
Okay, I might have gotten ahead of you, but if you'll read what's up there, please.
Only an idiot like him would write that he should be the only one consulted for making decisions regarding the health, education, and religion of his children.
Okay, keep going.
Mr. Markell has become a religious zealot over the last few years since the birth of our first son. Skip forward. This is also to show the congregation what an attentive father he is.
And attentive is in quotes, right?
Yes, it is.
She doesn't think he's an attentive father, does she?
No.
Okay, what does she say about the schooling opportunities for the boys in South Florida?
He's indoctrinating them, not teaching them. If he truly cared about religious school for them, then clearly one of the 37 Hebrew day schools in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County would be a better choice for our boys.
All right, next, please. Okay. Does she say the word bribe? Donna Adelson.
Yes.
Okay, what does she say about a bribe in this email?
Another bribe to get him to allow relocation should be the offer of plane tickets, since he does have family that would allow him to use their homes to stay in.
Okay, next, please. What does she say about the legal fees?
And isn't he also supposed to pay some of your regular legal fees? This bastard has not paid 1 cent toward your bridge gap alimony.
Loving, caring,
loving
father that he is.
Yes.
He doesn't think he's loving.
No.
Tab O, please. Okay, so here we've done something with the exhibit to avoid duplication. Can you explain that to the jury, please?
Okay, so several of the emails that were preceding this they all correspond back to this. The filings, everything was kind of an ongoing process. So there were multiple emails that covered multiple filings throughout the court document. So some of these files will say, refer back to the emails in C, or refer back to emails in B. And this is one of those that says, refer back to the emails in C. And this was a motion, father's motion for enforcement of parental agreement and for electronic access to minor children pursuant to Florida statute.
All right, so if they get to a filing in their exhibit 60 and they can't find the supporting documentation, they should look on the first page and there might be a note referring them to one of the other tabs.
Correct.
Okay. And in this case, they're going to refer back if they want to see the supporting documentation for O, they'll have to go to C.2, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, how does C.2 provide a foundation for O?
It is one of the petitions, it is one of the attachments that was forwarded in that email.
All right, and that's the C2, it's not up there right now, but that we've seen where there was a batch of documents forwarded from Wendy Adelson to Donna Adelson.
Correct.
Tab P, please. Okay, so this one is what?
Notice of taking a deposition of Donna Sue Adelson.
All right, so the defendant's deposition was being sought in Wendy's divorce.
Correct.
And was Donna aware of that?
Yes.
How do we know that?
Emails. Okay. And the communication was back and forth between the two.
All right. Did she author an email specifically talking about the service of the notice for the deposition? I'm referring to 60P.2.
Yes. It was an email on May 21st.
All right. And what does she say about the service, the notice of service for the depo?
Says, wow, he is such a royal jackass. How smart are you to get rid of this piece of S, R, the pirate.
Okay. And does she indicate she's still working on some of the questions for Wendy's divorce?
Yes, I've been working on some statements, etc., for the relocation, so I'll send them soon. Love, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Tab T, please. What is this?
This is the wife's memorandum of facts and law in support of her petition to relocate to Coral Springs, Florida with the minor children.
Okay, and how do we know that the defendant was aware of this particular filing?
This one we would refer back to Q2.
Okay.
And in Q2, one is indicating, thanks so much, Mom. But in Q2, there's going to be an email in June 11th, 2013. Hi, honey. So here's the info I had for travel since Ben was born. And there is a list from 2009 travels, 2010 travels, 2011 travels, 2012 travels that Donna Adelson would have sent to Wendy Adelson, referenced Dan Markell's travel.
So what's the purpose of documenting Dan Markell's travel?
Essentially to say he was absent most of the time.
Investigator offering his opinion.
Overruled, the investigator may answer these questions based on his review of his documents or investigation in this matter. You may continue.
Specifically outlined in detail by Donna Adelson and present in Wendy's filings that Dan traveled too much to be a present father.
Correct.
And in support of that, does Donna here send Wendy a detailed accounting for every trip that Dan Markell has taken since the birth of their first child?
It does.
And we don't know how it is that she came to possess this information, or do we?
She came up with a lot of things.
Okay. Can we go to tab W, please? Okay. What is tab W?
Husband's reply to wife's memorandum of law in support of her petition to relocate to Coral Springs, Florida with the minor children.
And what does Dan say about the wife's pleadings?
The wife's pleadings are vague, filled with rank and obvious falsehoods, and the legal analysis is fundamentally inept.
Does he mention her parents as well related to this line of argument?
For the preceding reasons, the petition should be dismissed with prejudice and costs forwarded to the husband. Indeed, if the costs are not awarded, then wife and her affluent parents, who are bankrolling wife's litigation so that they can enjoy closer access to the grandchildren, will persist in vexatious and groundless litigation and thereby prevent the parents from reaching a space where they can cooperate, collaborate, and communicate effectively and warmly in the project of raising their wonderful children.
Okay, I think we can breeze through W3 and 4, please. Go on to tab Y. Tab Y, what is this?
Order on wife's petition to relocate with the minor children.
What was the order?
It was denied.
When was it denied?
It was filed June 21 of 2013. It was actually denied on June 20th, though.
All right, so signed by the judge on June 20th, filed with the clerk the next day?
Correct.
Okay, and it denies relocation?
Yes.
With prejudice or without prejudice?
I don't see prejudice referenced in this motion.
Okay.
Order.
Does the defendant acknowledge that this relocation order has come down?
She does, in an email to a friend.
When is the email sent?
June 24th, 2013.
So just 3 days after the filing of the order?
Correct.
And what does she say to the friend about losing relocation?
Unfortunately, after paying a lawyer $600 an hour for 10 months of case preparation, the judge listened to Wendy testify for 1 hour. The judge took a break and asked one question. I'm not hearing about any physical abuse by the father. Has he been pulling out their toenails? When Wendy said no, the judge said, well, I've made up my mind. No physical abuse, no relocation. Outrageous. So at the moment, she will not be allowed to relocate.
At the moment?
At the moment.
All right. How does she conclude that email?
Anyway, if I sound angry, it's because I am. We're all very upset and cannot believe the outcome. Sorry I didn't mean to respond this way, but I'm beyond angry.
Tab Z.
This is a order setting pretrial conference and non-jury trial.
All right, so the divorce is set for a final hearing, a trial.
Yes.
And when is the trial to take place?
Tuesday, July 9th, 2013, at 10 a.m.
I think that's the pretrial hearing.
Oh, that's the pretrial. Okay. The non-jury is scheduled for Wednesday, July 31st and Thursday, August 1st, 2013.
Okay. And does Donna send an email to her daughter, Wendy, regarding how we're going to take this news that relocation has been denied by the courts?
Yes, she does.
And does it say... it's behind us, it's over, nothing else to fight about?
No, this says never, never, never give up. It's time for action. It's time to take control of your life and not let Gibbers think he's just won anything by having you remain in Tallahassee, 8 hours away from the only family you have, and lose out on what will be a job that will afford you and your children advantages that they will never otherwise be able to enjoy. Let's show this F what will make him absolutely miserable. Fast forward, however, the rest of your life, and consequently, Dad's, mine, and yes, even Charlie's, will be affected by how well you can perform or act before July 31st. You can be a good actress when you want to. I've seen you in action. You need to put on the performance of your life. Gibbers hasn't beaten the Adelson family yet. You have a very strong family behind you. Dad and I have done everything we can to try to help you for the last 10 months. Now it's time to help yourself. Fast forward. If you can put these actions before everything else this next month, and you know that you've only got the kids a limited number of days to do this. We believe that Jimmers will be saying, stop this, and you'll be telling him, you wanted me in Tallahassee? My children are going to fit in this Bible Belt. They're going to church every time I have them. I'm having them privately tutored at home to get them caught up for Sunday school classes. Tell him that you've got a new outlook on life and a new hope, and you'd like to go to heaven. Perhaps he would like to join you and the boys at church. Plan of action. 1, take photos of the boys dressed nicely, standing at the front door or by the sign of a Tallahassee church. Then change your Facebook status photo to this one so everyone will see this. Perhaps a line under the photo with New Beginnings in Tallahassee might be nice. Then 2, make arrangements to get the boys caught up with a private tutor, a teenage Catholic church member, who will come to the house to teach the young men about Jesus. If you don't have time to arrange for this to happen, I'll happily do it for you. 3, let Jibbers know that your children will be baptized in the Catholic Church. Let him know that the Catholic Church is a big part of your life now with the boys, and you'd like him to be part of it. As long as he wants you to remain in Tallahassee, the boys will be involved with you in church-related activities and ceremonies. Let him get used to it. I've already checked this out, and a baptism can be arranged within 2 weeks. 4, I'm looking into summer camp programs for the boys. We will pay for it. 5, register them for toddler classes at church. I've looked into this, and even if they don't go, we can show Jibbers that they are enrolled for the fall semester. And you cannot tell anyone this is an act. Take control from him, get to him psychologically. He's going to want you to stop this. We plan to make a financial offer to him to allow this relocation. You need to work this plan, and we'll help you through it. We'll help you through it so that it may affect how much we will offer him. Maybe he'd be willing to let you relocate if he knew his children would attend a private Hebrew academy like Donna Klein and Boca, or perhaps he'd like them to invite him to a Christmas party at their other Sunday school, in quotes. And then she says, I know you would never want to think that you didn't do absolutely everything you could to try to come down to your family. We don't want Danny to continue his religious influence over these children any more than what he's already done. If he keeps this up, they won't want to eat in your non-kosher home. As they get older and more involved under Jibber's religious influence, they will be able to request which parent they want to live with. Don't allow Jibber's to have this power and control over them. Then in reality, he's going to have the same control over you. Dad and I's referred for the person. It's time for you to show us that you can put on the performance of your life for the next few weeks. We send this letter with our love and only the best intentions, Mom and Dad.
All right, and you mentioned this as we were going through there, but there's a reference to Dad and I in the text, right?
Correct.
Could we go to tab EE, please? What is this file?
Motion to enforce marital settlement agreement and to show cause why the former husband should not be held in contempt of court.
And what does Wendy Adelson allege in this motion to enforce the marital settlement agreement?
Require the former husband to immediately transfer to the former wife the remaining amount due to her.
So she's saying he hasn't paid up.
Correct.
Okay, and is there an email prior to this filing indicating that Donna Adelson was aware of this upcoming deadline, or I guess the deadline had already passed at this time, but the deadline, the fact that he had not made payment, and the possibility of Wendy taking him back to court?
Yes, the email was from October 15th. The filing was October 31st.
Okay. Can we go to GG, please? Okay, what was filed in GG?
Former husband's request to produce to former wife.
Okay. And did the defendant discuss this request to produce in an email?
She did.
Okay. And did she formulate in this email a plan of attack or suggest a plan of attack to deal with Danny's request to produce?
She did.
What does she say in there?
In the first paragraph, it's, let's aggravate him the way he's trying to aggravate you. and make him do the research and show statements from every month, from the date of your marriage to the date of the filing of the divorce. You need to see whatever he deposited in those accounts, where the money came from. It's very possible some of it came from your joint Schwab account, and that he's up Schitt's Creek.
Does she specifically reference the deposition?
It just seems ridiculous for him to be able to depo you, but for you and Kristen to not give him the same crap he's pulling on you. It's time to give it to him.
Also,
what can your attorney do to be proactive to give him some grief?
And can you meet with her and work out a plan of attack? Did she say that to you?
She does.
And what else?
Well, sign love you, Mom, but something has to be done with this asshole. Love you, Mom and Dad. Love Mom and Dad.
All right, and let's go to tab HH, please. What is this filing?
This is an amended notice of hearing.
Hold on, what date was this filed?
February 11th, 2014.
Okay, so how close are we getting to the murder of Dan Markell at this point?
We're almost 5 months.
In the amended notice of hearing, does Mr. Markell offer to settle the divorce?
He does.
Okay, and what is he saying about the settlement?
One of the suggestions is neither party will seek to relocate in the future with the children without the consent of the other party. If the offer above is not accepted by the deadline, read it fast forward, Mr. Markell will file his motions and memoranda and supporting documents that detail how Ms. Adelson failed to disclose substantial assets in violation of the Florida rules and the master settlement agreement. How Ms. Adelson fraudulently induced the settlement, how she made numerous instances of demonstrably false testimony before the court and under oath in deposition, how she ignored court orders, discovery requests, and made false responses to the latter.
And Wendy Adelson was a lawyer, member of the Florida Bar at the time, right?
She was.
May still be, I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
If this offer is not accepted by the deadline, Mr. Markell will file his motion and memoranda of law and supporting documents, and these will allege, and with other evidence, demonstrate that Ms. Adamson engaged in misconduct, including but not limited to filing a frivolous petition to relocate that had already been deemed impossible to win by another board-certified lawyer, standing by silently while her client divulged privileged attorney-client information, advising Ms. Adelson to interfere with Mr. Markell's parental rights.
And I think there's one more. Yeah.
And becoming a willing instrumentality of or participant in Ms. Adelson's financial misconduct related to the disclosures and discovery process related therein.
So he's going after Wendy and he's going after her lawyer as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And does Wendy Adelson forward this email to the defendant?
She does.
All right, let's go to tab JJ, please.
This being shown, exhibit hasn't been entered in evidence. I know that most of this will be. However, I'm objecting to this being shown to the jury and specifically the testimony concerning this based on the proffer that we have.
You may lay the foundation as to George Adelson's capital, but until it is in fact entered, there is to be no qualification for invading.
What is the document in Jayville?
The former husband's counter motion for enforcement of MSA on parenting issues and motion for contempt and sanctions.
And is this the motion that includes the allegations? Grandma says you're stupid.
We've already found anything for the contents of the document. Ms. Kaplan, then objection is sustained.
Are you familiar with the contents of the motion?
I am.
And are the contents of that motion present in an email that was dated before the filing of the motion on 12/17/13?
Yes, the email is a forwarded email. The original email is 12/16, and it was forwarded on 12/17.
Okay, so who sent the email on 12/16?
Dan Markell sent the email to Wendy Adelson and their parenting coordinator.
All right, and then you say it was forwarded. Who was it forwarded to?
To DonnaHarvey@gmail.com.
Okay, and that was on 12/17 of 13?
That's correct.
And did someone respond to the email?
They did.
And what did the person say?
Wow, with an exclamation point.
Okay, and the contents of JJ, that motion that was ultimately filed, were they also, you mentioned they were sent to the parenting coordinator. Did the parenting coordinator give a response to Dan Markell's allegations?
Yes, this is another one of those convoluted emails, but yes.
So the parenting coordinator, you mentioned that the original email was sent.
So 12/16, Dan Markell sent the email. 12/17, it was forwarded to Donna Adelson. 12/18, the parenting coordinator replied.
All right, and the parenting coordinator's reply, was that then forwarded to the defendant as well?
Yes.
And so on that, is part of that thread, a second version of this content that we're talking about that Dan Markell is alleging?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it was sent to the Donna Harvey email twice?
Correct.
And the second time it was sent, the one that includes the parenting coordinator's response, how is that email addressed?
Dear Mom and Dad, here's the Skype plan, Skype phone plan for the holidays. Please help me do this. It means less stress for me if you just follow it. Love it.
Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence state 60.
An objection to state 60.
We would object to JJ coming in with the apologies.
State 60 is admitted except for JJ and remaining portion of the foundation as to JJ may be waived for additional witnesses.
All right. The hearing on this motion that Dan Markell filed, was it ever conducted?
I believe it was.
The grandma motion was heard?
I'm trying to figure out the dates here. No, there was... The hearings continue to get reset.
Okay, and what prevented the hearing from occurring?
Judge, lack of personal knowledge and lack of foundation.
Well, the rule is witness through investigation is aware and may answer the question as there's knowledge in that ground.
Eventually, Mr. Markell was murdered.
Before the hearing took place?
Yes.
One moment, please, Your Honor.
Cross-examination.
Yes, Your Honor.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, so I want you to turn to B, and I think it's column four. B4. Does that email indicate who the sender is?
It says Donna Harvey Adelson.
Mount Donna?
No.
Okay, and then is there any, love mom or anything like that at the end of that email?
There's not.
So you don't know who sent that, do you?
You can go through it again. No.
And I want you to turn to JJ2. So that one word response is from the shared email address of Donna Harvey, correct?
That's correct.
Isn't it true that emails from Donna Adelson are much lengthier than a one word response?
They generally are.
I want you to turn to Y2. When Ms. Kaplan was questioning you about that, you testified that the email says, so at the moment she will not be allowed to relocate. You didn't finish the rest of what that email, the rest of that sentence. Isn't it true? It says, unless at some point in the future, Danny chooses to move. If he chooses to move, then Wendy can relocate.
Yes.
Now, after the relocation was denied, my client sent that lengthy email, I believe it's at Z2.
Yes.
Isn't it true that although my client made these suggestions, that Wendy Adelson later responded and said, I'm not doing this?
I do recall an email from Wendy saying, Mom, I'm not doing this.
Just a moment, Your Honor.
Redirect examination.
Did relocation happen for Wendy and the boys?
After the murder.
Where did they move after the murder?
A couple blocks away from Donna and Harvey Adelson. Well, they moved in with Donna and Harvey Adelson for about a year. And then permanently to a location a couple blocks away.
No further questions.
You may step down, Mr. Governor. Will he be recalled again by the state or the assembly?
Potentially, George.
You remain under subpoena.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.